Welcome to Shakespeare FC, the Sonnets, a five-minute journey into the iambic opinations on life, love, death, and desire, with a smattering of nature and naughtiness from the mind of our literary epicure from Warwickshire, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. In his sonnets, Uncle Will wrote from a very personal place about the human condition, all in just 14 lines. But in that meager space, we can find an absolute wealth of human experience that you just might identify with. So, let's you and I go on a little journey. Today, we find Uncle Will walking along the beach, well, metaphorically anyway, and thinking about time and tide, aging and mortality, but with a slightly more somber feel than some of his previous musings. In the first quatrain of William's 60th sonnet, I picture him perhaps taking a much-needed break from the summer heat and filth of London and finding himself on the pristine pebbled beach at Brighton, watching as the waves push over his toes from France. He imagines that the minutes that make up our lives are very much like these waves moving toward shore, being replaced one after another as each one comes to an end, struggling forward to their ultimate demise.
Like as the waves make towards the pebbled shore, so do our minutes hasten to their end, each changing place with that which goes before, in sequent toil, all forwards to contend.
In the second quatrain, Uncle Will sees infants, once born, or as he says, thrust into the light, begin to crawl towards adulthood, where, once they reach maturity, they then begin the descent into the darkness of old age. Time, he says, takes back the gifts he gave, beauty and the glow of youth, to be replaced with dimming decrepitude of age. Time, it seems, is destroying the gifts it once gave.
Nativity, once in the mane of light, crawls to maturity, wherewith being crowned, crooked eclipses, gainst his glory fight. And time, that give, doth now his gift confound.
In the third quatrain, Uncle Will says that as time takes back its gifts, the smooth flourish of a youthful face, he replaces it with deep wrinkles carved into a once smooth brow. Time, it seems, feeds on the most beautiful creations in nature, with nothing able to stand before or avoid time's ever-swinging scythe.
Time doth transfix the flourish set on youth, and delves the parallels in beauty's brow, feeds on the rarities of nature's truth, and nothing stands but for his scythe to mow.
In the final couplet, William once again takes some solace in his talent, saying that there is hope after all, because his writings, that are in praise of the fair youth's beauty, will stand up and be immune to time's cruel harvest.
And yet, to times, in hope my verse shall stand, praising thy worth, despite his cruel hand.
I am drawn to this sonnet, like Waves to a Beach, because it is reminiscent of Uncle Will's thoughts in As You Like It's Seven Ages of Man, an unrelenting march from infancy through to middle age to old age, and ultimately death, where beauty never lasts. The brief and lovely glow of youth to be snuffed out by time itself. Out, out, brief candle, anyone? No? Well, sans reference, sans hope, sans everything. I think I'll take a dip. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time. Shakespeare FC is a production of WGTE Public Media. You can learn more and download all episodes at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.